politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Everything is back the way we might call normal. I'm Mark, back at the anchor desk, Mark Lawrence, and we have Mr. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. He's been helping us all week long, so we do appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager, and the Community Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. So welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. I've learned so much that all of the information that you've given us about traffic and vehicular traffic and pedestrians and bicycles and, boy, learning from you for the first time about unpaved and what a big thing that turned out to be. This has been very eye-opening to me that all of this, nothing happens randomly when it comes to anything that relates to transportation or recreation around here, and that some of it requires a little bit of dreaming and a lot of pushing, I guess.
That's right. There's a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes.
Well, I guess that's it. Just that if you think that maybe that new pedestrian crossing or that well-marked crossing or that new electronic light that helps you cross somewhere was just a random bit of maintenance or upgrade, this is really going to tell you that this stuff is really thought out. So 2020, Walk It, Bike It has big plans. Kind of walk us through what's coming up here.
Sure, Mark. It's great to be here on this first work day of the year. Walk It, Bike It actually is offering something new this year. We did a little bit of public outreach at the end of last year and got some feedback that being invited to our regular monthly meetings was not that enticing. People don't necessarily, want to jump up and come into the borough building on the first Friday of the month at 8 a.m. and talk about logistics and things like when and where the pedestrian crossing signs are going to go out.
But to be clear, you had some folks there.
Oh, yes.
A dozen or so. And but didn't have sort of universal broad appeal, per se.
Right. We certainly have a committee. And so the committee does meet basically once a month with a couple exceptions throughout the year. But we were realizing that inviting the general public to those just wasn't really where it was at. And so we did some focused meetings on that in November of last year, and what we heard was people want bike and pedestrian programs, but not necessarily and things to be invited and engaged and have things that build the culture of thinking about this as a community, but not necessarily be engaged again in those sort of nitty gritty conversations. So what we've come up with is our series of public programs for this year, and we are aiming and inviting people to mark their calendars for the first Tuesdays of the month, even starting right now in January, so next Tuesday, January 7th, at 7 p.m. If you're able and interested to reserve that time on your calendar, and for the first 4 months of the year at that time, we're going to be meeting at the Public Library for Union County, and we will be offering a series of informational programs, which we think are of general interest for those who are interested in walking and biking. The very first one is going to be about the recently adopted regional bike ped plan, and we'll talk about that more later this morning. And then we have a whole series going on into February. We're going to have a program on basically a travelogue of Pennsylvania rail trails, and then we'll do a program on tentatively titled Bicycle Wonderland USA, because a lot of people think you have to leave another slideshow travelogue on that. And that'll be in March. You can learn about the new Scholastic mountain bike teams. Those are area. We now have one up in the Lycoming area, one in Danville area, one Valley team. So that'll be the April program. And then once we time slot, Tuesday of the month, Charles Bicycle Store on Fairground Road in will at least initially do short group ride, getting into writing, like if they want to talk a little.
So these are a series of meetings, these public programs with Walk It, Bike It, the Walk It, Bike It group meeting. The committee will be there, so these will be working meetings, but something with a little bit broader appeal. The Travelogue in February and March, the Wonderland USA in April, the mountain bike teams. I can just guess who the coaches are because I know who the real egghead riders are in some of these towns, so we'll see how that is. And then in May, then you're outdoors in May. Well, I guess indoor at Earl's Bike Shop, and then maybe a short ride is part of that. 7 p.m. first Tuesdays, Walk It, Bike It. So trying an effort to give this a little bit broader appeal and
yeah,
get more folks.
And this isn't just for Lewisburg, right? So like our first program on the regional bike ped plan, that is actually a multi-county plan. So while we're holding this program in at the public library for Union County, anyone is welcome. In fact, both the Lycoming, Williamsport area Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, and the many of the counties in the CEDACOG MPO were involved.
Okay. And as one of these programs, last month you talked about this idea of gearing up for unpaved. I wrote down training rides. I'm not quite sure I got that correct.
Right. So these are a little bit more laid back than that, but we are, there is some interest for in both just people on the road or in the community wanting to see whether they could also participate in unpaved in the coming year. Our Tuesday evening programs are going to be shorter rides than that, but definitely people who want to start thinking about whether they could build up to riding unpaved this fall might want to think about coming to those programs. Who comes will shape what we do, what we talk about, and how we ride. We will probably also be seeing if we can put together some more like unpaved training rides. Those would be rides, either longer rides, a little bit more intensive, starting out at, those would probably start out at 25 miles, whereas our Tuesday evening rides will probably, we're planning on starting with like a 6 mile ride, which is fairly manageable, even at a fairly slow rate. We'll do it, we'll easily finish that in an hour and a half, like a kid could finish that in an hour and a half.
Okay, so, and if you won't be kind of out of breath, I guess. They
right.
say if you're running and you can still converse, you're in good shape.
Right, right. No, the Tuesday evening rides, at least initially, are going to be very laid-back group rides, just sort of a fun ride, and then we'll be looking to see if people want to engage for those trainings. Where people are. There may be people who want to work their way up to the 30-mile fun paved, and other people who may want to sort of step it up and get into actual gravel. And we'll talk about things like what kind of equipment is really needed for that. Is it a whole separate bike? Do you just need to make sure your bike is in order? Maybe change out your tires, things like that.
Well, if there's one thing I learned from being at the starting line at unpaved, there are a huge difference in the bikes there. Some people had these mountainy-looking bikes that probably cost thousands of dollars. Other folks had what I would call a hybrid, with a knobbly tire on it and a shock absorber.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, we offered bike valet in the evenings during the unpaved weekend in downtown Lewisburg for riders during their sort of fun events leading up. And so we got to spend a little time with some of their bikes. Those were some nice bikes. Like, those bikes were worth a great deal of money. But you can also ride on a bike that is not like that. Especially now, I will say, the unpaved goes all the way up to 120 mile. You're not going to do the 120 mile on just your
hybrid
your regular, unless you walk a bunch of it. Have a great time. You want to have the right equipment. You want to have tried these things.
I think a lot of the things that you're doing are designed, and maybe just as going to see unpaved, whether you're riding or not, is to do, you'll want to do it.
And it's not just what folks can do, not even just a individual inspiration. It's also a community inspiration. That was one of the things one of our volunteers commented to me after Unpaved Morning, was just the being in the community with these hundreds of cyclists converging on the Miller Center for their start times riding to the Miller Center, just, you know, phalanxes of bikes coming down the streets. It was a very different experience. We also did a Saturday morning ride the day before, unpaved. And we started in Lewisburg and did a loop out of town, a 24-mile loop. There were 68 people riding down South 6th Street together, which I don't think has ever happened, right? It is inspiring both to get people excited about getting a little bit of activity, getting themselves on their bike, but also to see their own town in a different light. The visitors were all really thrilled with where we live. You know, I mean, we've talked about this. They got to ride around our country roads, places we drive often without thinking about it, and they were just blown away by the sights and the sounds or lack thereof. It is a different world, and sometimes it's good to have see someone else seeing it in order to appreciate it again yourself.
I agree. And I think there's always such a difference in some of these summer days when you drive through Northumberland versus drive through Lewisburg. You see so many more bikes in Lewisburg these days.
Right. And to be honest, it's not just Lewisburg. Like, there are places, Sunbury has more and more people cycling. And people cycle partly because they, you know, there's a combination of reasons to cycle. Some people cycle for exercise. Some people cycle for transportation. Some people cycle because they enjoy it and like the health effects, the mental health effects, physical health effects. There are even places where people are getting prescriptions to ride more in order to just, you know, increase their baseline level of physical activity. Other people ride because they may not have access to a car, or they may be car light. They may have fewer cars.
Or they don't
have
a license. A lot of people choose not to have a license.
That's true.
Because some people might have lost their license.
That's also true.
That can happen. So then you see them biking if they got to go to point A to point B. Well, I'm so glad Samantha Pearson is here. First business day of the new year. She mentioned that. She's the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and the Walk Bike It coordinator. When we return, Corey Ellison's going to join us on the newsline. You'll remember her from the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. She'll talk about, they are involved in the bicycle and pedestrian plan of which we spoke earlier. So we're going to get a little bit more regional glimpse at that, and Corey Ellison is going to help us to do that. LewisburgNeighborhoods.org, a great place to start out. If you want more information, you can always email Samantha at elmstreet@windstream.net. and get these kinds of questions answered that relate to bicycles, pedestrians, and transportation in the valley.
Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Again, Rob Setter, our fabulous producer. We appreciate his help and hard work. Samantha Pearson is here from Lewisburg Neighborhoods, and she's the Walk It, Bike It coordinator. We're talking about a series of public meetings, one of which is coming up next Tuesday, the first of them. They're on the first Tuesday evening of the month, and the first one is next Tuesday. And that leads to our guest who's on the newsline. Corey Ellison joins us. She's executive director of the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. They got a big 2020 planned as well. We'll talk about that on a future interview. But she's part of a big plan that is going to be talked about next week. So, Corey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
I do appreciate that. The Susquehanna Greenway Partnership is that broad regional approach to making sure that recreation and tourism and commerce and just everybody really valuing our central Susquehanna Valley and the Susquehanna River is ultra important, is their goal. So I will let Samantha give us the first intro to the meeting next week, and then Corey can help fill in some of the blanks, please.
Great, Mark. Yeah, so this is one of our new programs. We're going to be doing public programs about topics of general interest, and so we thought we'd kick off with an introduction to this newly adopted regional bicycle and pedestrian plan. I think a lot of people aren't even aware that it exists. So, but it is something that's been being worked on for several years now, and Corey and the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership have really been part of the motive force behind it, which was why she's on now, and we'll have both her and people from CEDACOG, including Jim Saylor, the head of the transportation segment there, so running the Metropolitan Planning Organization at CEDACOG, as well as Catherine Lewis, who is sort of a central figure in working on the plan. So I thought Corey would be a great person to have to talk a little bit about why we needed a plan and where the whole impulse came from.
All right, Corey, please, why do we need a Middle Susquehanna Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan?
Oh, no worries. So the Middle Susquehanna Bike and Pedestrian Plan is, as Sam mentioned, a multi-year effort, really by a lot of people. So the impetus for this came when we were looking through all the county transportation plans, and what we noticed was that the plans, while some of them were really great, there really wasn't a collective approach to addressing bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. And really what we mean by that is these are like bike lanes. There are several state bike routes that run through our area. And then looking at multimodal trails, so that's trails that you can walk or bike, and seeing them not only for their recreational benefits to our community, but also looking at them as a transportation corridor. So the different representatives from, as Sam mentioned, the MPO, which is the Municipal Planning Organization, our county planning, as well as stakeholders within the community, such as the Greenway Partnership and Lewisburg Neighborhoods, came together to change this kind of independent work into a collaborative work. So we weren't just seeing only our project, we were seeing the projects as they impact the region, and how can we collectively make this a priority. So from that kind of initial conversation, the Bicycle and Pedestrian Plan came out, and its focus really is to take that vision and kind of change it into actionable steps. It's been a multi-year effort. We really got down into the details, but we're really excited here as we have launched the plan in 2019 to really take it and implement it in 2020.
What are some good results? Let's suppose we do all of this satisfactorily. We have a good plan, which we do, and it's regional, and we start to implement some positive outcomes or important issues are brought up and talked about. What are some of the good results that can happen?
Well, we're hoping that this will be a part, really integrated with our work in the area. The MPOs are responsible for sort of channeling funding to all transportation projects, and bicycle and pedestrian projects are part of our transportation network, as Corey mentioned. And so it's important to have them be part of that system so that there's a clear method and a prioritization route for getting projects into the pipeline and out. We'll also be looking at just sort of raising awareness more comprehensively so that, again, I mean, I talk about this a fair amount, but again, it's not just Lewisburg. This is a multi-county effort. So we're talking about our, we're talking about Union, Snyder, Northumberland, Montour, Columbia, as well as Lycoming and Clinton counties. And so this is really this regional effort of trying to work at getting people who don't ride bikes to understand how having this infrastructure also helps them. Even if they don't ride or consider themselves to be regular pedestrians, that this is part of improving the livability, quality of life, and attract basically economic viability and health of our area.
And Corey, so this is your specialty then, this idea of envisioning and dreaming, coming up with priorities and then projects, and then ending up with a big asset in our valley throughout our region. Tell us that this is part of what you do.
Absolutely. So this is a real key opportunity, not only for the Greenway, as the Susquehanna Greenway is kind of the connector between all these counties when we look at what do they have in common. The Susquehanna is something that runs through each of these counties, but it's also an opportunity really for collaboration and kind of taking, like I said, this independent thinking and looking at it as a regional thinking. And Sam really hit the nail on the head. You know, these projects, as they come online, all are going to amount to an improvement in quality of life. And having more walkable and bikeable communities, and more communities that are not only connected to the river, but they're connected to each other. So helping us connect to our neighbors.
And I think part of it is, it seems to me, is implementing dreams. When I saw the first glimpses of drawings for, let's say, the Williamsport pedestrian walkway and bikeway areas that were near the river and down toward Montoursville, I thought, oh my gosh, well, this will never happen. Well, guess what? Smart people saw that, and eager people, and the folks with the monies, and municipal leaders who didn't have the money but set it as a priority, this make things happen. Well, I see those same kinds of drawings occasionally for areas in and around Sunbury and Shamokin Dam and over toward Northumberland. We know in Northumberland they're doing a lot of planning there to make sure that sort of dreams and visions kind of get brought up and talked about, Sam.
Yeah, so in fact, if you go on Lewisburg Neighborhoods website, I've posted about our programs on a segment called Bike Culture Starter Kit, if you search for that. And it has links to the CEDACOG website where all the information about the plan is posted. That's one reason we're having this program next Tuesday, is because there's a lot of information in it. It includes the existing bike ped audits for both Northumberland and Jersey Shore. It talks about, it has sort of all the background of the public input, municipal official input. It has a great deal, and we'll be reviewing all of that during the Tuesday meeting and getting people, you know, answering questions if people have them. But I think it's important for people to just think about and realize that it's a combination of dreaming and everyday stuff. It's also about just sort of seeing how these things are not just a place you might go for a Sunday ride, but how it could be something that happened that you did daily, whether it was for exercise after work, or maybe even getting to work, or maybe your kids getting to school and back, things like that, just really integrating with our daily lives.
Well, like riding on Sunbury's bikeway along the river is an everyday thing. You know, a lot of people are there every day. Corey, we'll give you a last word, and please do come and visit us during the year. It's time for us to get an update on the Greenway Partnership, so do come back in person and bring a guest in the future, but we'll give you the last word for this segment right now.
Well, we're really looking forward to taking this plan and sharing it with the public, and this upcoming meeting is a perfect opportunity to not only come and learn about the plan itself, but really what priorities exist in your county and in your area. So we greatly encourage those who are curious about the plan to come and talk with us. And we're really looking forward to implementing, as Sam and yourself have said, this dream of having a connected network, but also looking at those everyday components and really getting things going and off the ground.
SusquehannaGreenway.org. Corey, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Do come and visit us.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Corey Ellison, Executive Director of the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. We've got a minute left. You got all kinds of contact information to help us.
I do. Yeah, for reaching Lewisburg Neighborhoods, if you want more information about what we have going on, as well as this program and future ones, you can contact us either at the elmstreet@windstream.net email address, or we're also using active, ACTIVE, at lewisburgneighborhoods.org.
Samantha Pearson, Lewisburg Neighborhoods, and Elm Street Manager, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. Thank you so much for coming in.
Great to be here again, Mark.